Good morning. We continue with Maseches Shavuos. We are in Parak Gimel. We are up to Mishnah Vav, the third parak up to the seventh Mishnah, the sixth Mishnah. This parak is discussing a lot of the activities that which would be usher to do in the field, not because in and of themselves they are actually providing benefit to the field, but a lot of them would be actions that others would assume that you're working on the field to be a problem of Marasaya. So we start off discussing piling up some manure or fertilizer inside the field in a way where you're not using it during the seventh year, but you're going to use it during the eighth year, but it can look as if you're spreading fertilizer during the seventh year. Then we moved on to doing work with bricks inside the field, with stones. And now Mishnah Vav says, Gader, if you have a fence, Shiesh by Esra Avanim, Shamasai Shnaim. Very heavy stones, which need two people to carry them. It's made out of at least 10 stones. You're allowed to take these stones out of the field because people will not assume that when you're carrying these stones out, that you're carrying them out because you want to clear space for planting. Rather, let's say you need these stones. You have two people going there carrying the stones out. It appears as if you were there for the sake of taking the stone out to use the stone as opposed to clearing it like this to use the field. How big does such a fence have to be? So that is the Mishnah. Shir Gader Asara Tvachim. The fence needs to be Asara Tvachim. It has to be 10 Tvachim high. In such a case, it would be a mutter to carry them out. Pachas Mikan, if it's lower than that, the Mishnah says, it's not exactly clear how to read this word, but it says, Mechatzei V'gayimaya Pachas Me'aretz Tefach. You could take it away, you could lower it, but you can't lower it all the way down to the point where you're going to expose the earth. You have to leave a little bit of space on top of the earth, like this. It's not plantable, so like this, nobody will accuse you or suspect or think that you are planting during or preparing the field for planting during Shemitah. The Mishnah continues, what are we talking about here? If he's taking stones out of his own field. When he takes stones out of his own field, it appears as if he's improving his field. Aval, if he's taking it out of his friend's field, people don't generally assume that someone's walking into someone else's field to voluntarily go work his land. He's going there simply to pick up some stones and bring it to his own house, and no one's going to think that he is working on the field. Mishnah continues, "B'medor amurim, when are these conditions necessary? Bizman shalei hischal by me'ar shavias. If he did not start clearing these stones from before Shemitah. However, im hischal by me'ar shavias, if he already started taking the stones out during the sixth year, and it's clear the reason he's taking out the stones is because he wants the stones, and he's just finishing now during the seventh year, we're not going to assume that all of a sudden now his plans changed, and well, yesterday he was taking the stones out because he wanted to have stones to build a fireplace or to build a barbecue grill. Today, all of a sudden, it looks like he's working his field. So then the halach is, avam hischa by me'ar shvias, you start in Erev Shvias, masha hu roitzel lito, he can take whatever he wants. We'll stop here at Mishnah Zayin. Have a wonderful day.